It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Andy Cohen joins the show in New York City. We talk about traveling with kids and Andy getting scammed. Plus, I grill Andy about Housewives casting. We're just going to jump into it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Are you celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah?
We're not really celebrating. I mean, here's the thing. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. It's so fun. But I want Ben to understand that we're Jewish and that we celebrate Hanukkah. When I grew up, that's when I got my presents. But he'll get a few presents on Christmas morning.
Do you have a Christmas tree?
I have two fake Christmas trees.
You do?
Yes, fake ones.
Where are they located?
One in the living room and one in Daddy's bedroom.
Oh, nice.
Next to the fireplace.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So is that one for kids or other visitors, guests?
Well, I mean, what?
The one in your room.
Yeah,
that is a pretty sexy.
It's for my tricks. I mean, yeah. What's going to happen with?
Do you have Elf on a Shelf?
No, I don't know really what that is necessarily.
Okay, well, it's this thing that you get sucked into.
Right.
Grandma and Grandpa, they were nice enough a few years ago to gift the Elf. So we've been doing that. But you know what? Here's the problem.
What?
You go into and I need to know what to do in this circumstance. Monroe, thank God, didn't see it. They got a whole aisle with Elf on the Shelf for sale. So how am I supposed to fucking explain
so
that?
The idea is, yes.
I mean, that's right. Stupid.
Right. She'll put it together. We bought it at Target. She didn't come from Santa's workshop.
Well, you have to avoid Target right now. Can't take your kids to Target.
Right.
And at Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. Don't they have Elf on the Shelf on Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, but she's not going in there.
Right. Well, yeah, no way. There's no way because I'd have to go in there.
Right. You know, I like was
thinking.
Books.
I was thinking that too when we were walking, because I do a lot of walking in New York City.
Yes, we all do.
And I'm thinking... And I saw a bookstore, and I literally consciously, I will never go in there. I will never go in that store.
Why? Do you not like books?
No, I don't like to read. I watch a lot of TikTok. I catch news here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm happier not being informed or knowing anything that's going on.
Right.
Are you going to be in town during the holidays?
I am here, and then I'm going to go out to the Hamptons on the 26th.
Nice.
With the fam for a few days, and then I'm going to come back, and I'll host New Year's with Anderson, of course, in Times Square. And then I'm working on somewhere to take the kids, like on the 1st or the 2nd. I need to do that today.
You book it, yeah. You probably need to
book
it.
Yeah, a little late there.
So you're thinking of a little trip where?
It'll be in the domestic United States.
Great. Where?
Probably Florida, maybe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice.
What city?
Yeah. Maybe Miami.
Any particular hotels?
No. Actually, I think I'm going to rent a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little Airbnb.
Because I need a kitchen. I need the nanny to be with me.
I was going to ask you how many nannies.
There'll be one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need two.
Depends what's happening in the world. But like on a trip, I'm going to be with the kids. You know, I'm there to be with them. I'm not, you know, and there'll be a pool. So, yeah.
Because I was thinking if I were to have a second baby,
yes.
I would absolutely have to have a second nanny because you're looking at an 8-9 year age difference.
You are, but I'm sure that Monroe kind of can go to her room and play with herself right now. You know, I mean, like, play with her dollhouse or whatever, right? I mean, does she need someone with her at all times?
She's like me a little bit. She's a bit Cody.
Yes.
Yeah, she likes people around at all times. And I think she's alone a lot at her other dad's.
Are you thinking of having another kid?
Yes, it comes up because I tried to a couple of years ago and it didn't work.
That,
and then so then I was like, okay, I guess I'm done. But
so,
then now
you
I'm
don't
kind
have
of
any embryos.
I have one left.
You do.
That's why I'm thinking try the one, and then if it doesn't work, we're done.
Right.
So
that's great.
Kind of
but
the plan.
TikTok, sweetie.
No, I have all the time in the world.
Do you?
I got carded last night, fucker.
You got carded last
night? I mean, it was
night?
Dark. It was a dark bar. But
well, actually, dark. You know what? I get carded all the time, not because
okay.
they think I'm young.
Oh, sure.
No. But because it's the law in New York that they have to see an ID no matter what. And
don't
I'll be
ruin
like,
this for me.
No, and I'll be like, dude, look at me. I'm 90. I have white hair. And they're like, sorry. I've been turned away because I didn't have my ID. John Hill is always like, why do you not...
Just Google it.
Walk around with your ID. You're acting like you're Madonna and like that people should know you. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just look so old. Like, do I really need...
Like
anyway,
clearly...
where did you get carded?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed. Tim picked it, by the way.
Okay.
But it is actually kind of a nice bar. You get thrown off by the name of the hotel, but then the bar is actually pretty nice.
Okay.
It was Tim, because it was centrally located, because, I'm sorry, Jim and I had drinks last night.
Jim Thompson.
Can't say the real name. Right there.
Oh, we can't say his
I can't
real
say his
name.
Real name.
Oh, okay.
So it's Jim Thompson.
Because you're a mature adult.
Right.
Jeff.
I was told
HR
I can no longer
oh,
say
okay.
any
name.
Employee.
Okay.
Any SiriusXM
And where did you meet?
Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh,
Hotel.
God.
Hotel.
What?
Hotel. I know. I said it too. Like right in the middle of Times Square. I'm like, fucking, where are we going?
What?
But I have to say, we went up to the 34th floor and it was a nice bar.
Why didn't you go to like the Addition?
It's Christmas season.
Oh, okay.
And it's the
okay.
bar. I was there this week.
Okay.
It is small.
Oh,
it
really?
It is crowded.
Yeah. Mm.
It is loud. Mm. I actually thought your choice
was my
was
first
better.
Choice. The Addition
okay.
was my first choice.
Okay.
Oh, it was your first choice.
Yeah, but there was no advance.
But we've been there twice now, okay. and they take good care of us.
And have you seen, is Monroe in town with you this
she
week?
She is. She's been very busy.
And have y'all seen a show?
We, yes, we saw the circus, Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, boy.
Twas
the night before.
Okay. And then we saw Rockettes.
Wow, you are doing it.
I'm doing it. And then there's been, I didn't go to all the museums, but there's the Balloon Museum, the Slime Museum.
Oh, Ben
museum,
went to the,
the Ice
Balloon
Cream
Museum the other day.
Museum.
Yes.
Yep.
He loved it.
Really? The
yeah.
balloon.
It was fun.
He loved it.
Shane
yeah.
loved it. My kids loved
photos.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both your kids mm-hmm. loved it.
Now, some asshole lost their phone in the ball pit. Good luck.
And that's the biggest ball pit I've ever seen.
Ever
oh,
seen.
Oh, my God, no.
I was like, good luck,
and
sweetie.
I can say that because Shane lost his phone in the ball pit.
No, it was
no.
it was your parking ticket at the other one we went to.
Oh, he lost my parking ticket, and then I had to
wow.
pay $40.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Because he didn't think to remove it. He went into the ball pit with Monroe.
Because you have a great assistant who
I
loves
was
your
just
daughter
say,
who wants to get in the ball
that?
Pit with her.
He got in the ball pit with your child.
And that was fine until he lost my parking
well,
ticket.
Well, but that's you got to give it up to him, you know.
Right.
But also... There is no way you would ever go into a ball pit because the germs
I know.
In a ball pit.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
But remember, it was at the Barbie...
The Barbie exhibition.
Yeah, in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And so we had to shut down the ball pit. I mean, that was a little drama.
There was a gay who was a big fan of Jeff who like got everyone out of the ball pit, helped me comb
I felt,
through.
I was embarrassed. And so all the kids are like waiting and they're looking for my ticket.
Looking for your parking
no,
ticket?
Hold on.
Oh, that's
I realized,
terrible.
I'm like, this is fucking a terrible look right now because the parents are there and they're all waiting and the kids are waiting. It's like, when can we go in? And the employees are looking for my ticket. And finally, I just had to call off the search because I was afraid they were going to riot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's okay. I'll just pay the $40. But yes, it was bad because they did remove the kids from the ball pit to look for my ticket.
Wow.
Sorry, kids.
But I realized that that's not good.
How are...
About 15 minutes in.
by the way, what are you doing for Christmas?
We're home, so we go home today.
Okay.
So we will be doing, for those of you that are at JFK today, we'll be doing an appearance in the Delta Lounge. What time?
We'll leave the Midtown at 1:15, probably like 2:15 to 3.
What time's
we'll
your flight?
3:45.
Okay.
But I won't board until last.
Okay.
I like to make everybody wait.
Okay.
Final boarding call, Jeff Lewis.
No, that's not. I just don't. I already have to sit on that plane with my kid for 6 hours.
To board late.
I
want to
be the last.
I agree.
And
there's
I'm already.
No reason, right?
I told Lisa this morning because she was fucking bouncing off the walls this morning. I said, you better take her to that park and make her run because we have to sit for six
right,
hours with
right,
her.
Right.
It's a long flight.
And
home.
That means she's not going to make. She's going to let me sleep. Do the kids not let you sleep either on a plane?
No, I don't. I haven't flown with them in a long time.
You're
actually.
So lucky.
To be honest with you. Yeah, I've been cute. It's funny. I was texting with Anderson, who's in Paris right now, and with his kids. And he was like, the time change and this.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't been sleeping. And I said, dude, I'm taking my kids to Florida, and I'm stressed out about it. The amount he travels internationally
with
the kids is wild to me. I would not put myself through. I am lowest possible. You know, I just
threshold.
Keep it. Yes.
Yep. I
keep
too.
It as clean as Same. I can. I'm not looking forward to driving out to the beach with them for, you know, two see, and a half, 3 hours.
Do you
in the
control
car.
It as much as I do? So what I do is I, and this really helps to alleviate my stress.
Okay.
So have the greeter service for sure.
Yes.
So I'm not dealing, they can grab the bags, they can check me in, blah, blah, right. blah, do all that. And then we do the Delta One service, which is nice. So that where they, oh, by the way, guess who I ran into on the way here? Kristen Chenoweth. She
oh,
was
great.
On my flight.
Oh, you're kidding.
She's going to come on the show in
Love
January,
her.
She
oh,
said.
Good.
I didn't realize she got married.
Yes, she did.
He's a nice
her
guy.
He's a great guy.
And good looking.
They're big Bravo fans.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we ran into Kristen. Oh, the other thing, too, is, and this, I think, is a life hack. After a six-hour flight, I'm not standing in baggage claim with Monroe for 45 minutes.
I haven't checked a bag in 30 years.
Well, we
years.
Have to because... Right. I like to change at least three times a day. No, mm-hmm. I just, it's, when you're here for 5 or 6 days, you can't do it a carry-on.
Right.
So we have someone who will wait for, we just bounce, we leave.
Who is the person that waits for the bags?
Part of the greeter service.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
And then they take the bags.
And put them in a car.
In another car. So I don't have to deal with it.
Wow. That's amazing.
So everything is kind of perfectly
you
organized by
just
Shane.
Not.
Travel.
Well. Or you could not check
have
bags.
Kids.
Or
we
you could not
check.
Travel with your kids.
I think it's better that I, for optics, I think it's better that I just travel with her.
Oh, good. For optics. Great. Yes.
Like, you
the
know,
optics
was,
are amazing.
There was, you know, there was a part of me that thought when I get on the plane, because there's two seats together and there's two separate seats. And there was a part of me that thought, oh, well, maybe Lisa and Monroe can sit together. But then I thought,
well,
no,
what's
that's
wrong
not
with
a,
that?
It's not a good look.
I
have to look like a hands
oh,
on
no, I've who, flown with my nanny and Ben, and the nanny has sat next to Ben.
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter who she's sitting by. She wants Jeff's attention. It's like, even if we tried it other ways, she wants, like, it's, daddy, can you get
Ben
this, can
is
get
usually
that?
Whoever, he gets to watch the iPad in the air. He doesn't get to watch it ever.
Really?
So, but in a plane, he can watch it as much as he wants. So he doesn't care. He
what
doesn't
what's
care
happening around
what's
him.
Happening around him.
Why yeah. are you not giving him the iPad in the car to the
well,
Hamptons?
Because we don't. Well, in the actually, there have been times in the car in the Hamptons where he will get an iPad as a last resort. It's in the we just don't drive to the Hamptons very much, so it's either in the car or in the air. I misspoke.
But when he's at home, does he get to watch TV?
He watches TV. Like, he can watch it at a certain time in the morning for 45 minutes before school, and then not during the week any other time. And then on the weekends, he can watch it in the morning, frankly, for as long as he wants. I don't care.
Interesting until that you don't let him watch during the week.
Yeah.
But I think we don't, Monroe doesn't watch too much television, does
no,
she?
No, but you guys will do it like at the end of the night with the popcorn.
Like a movie.
That thing.
I love a movie night with him on a Friday night or a Saturday
but
night.
The problem is like right now, you know, I want to watch holiday movies.
Right.
You know what she's watched this trip?
What?
Transylvania 1, Transylvania 2,
wow,
Transylvania 3.
Really?
I'm like, why are you watching this during Christmas? There's
right.
all of these Christmas movies.
It's Christmas in New York City. Well, let's yes. do Home Alone. Let's
Ben
watch
has
Eloise.
Watched Polar Express so many times in the that's last cute. 2 weeks.
Have
he
we
loves
done Polar
it
Express?
So
no,
much.
That's a cute one.
Oh, he loves it. She'll love it too. The animation is creepy, but she loves it. The people, the kids' faces look very.
What do you
off.
Get? What are you getting him for Hanukkah?
I already.
What's he into
Hanukkah's
right now?
Done.
But
you know,
and then
the
Christmas
good news
also.
Is he does,
what did he
I'm
get?
Getting him nothing for Christmas. He gets whatever presents are under the tree that others have gotten him randomly.
That's the
no
thing.
Santa?
You know, we get so many
no
gifts.
Santa,
I don't even
no.
have to buy anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to buy like one thing.
Right.
Where, but it's, yeah, I literally bought, look, we just bought a couple gifts from Santa, a couple mm-hmm. gifts from me, but she's going to get so much shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem too is I keep saying to her, I'm like, are you going to write a letter to Santa? Have you asked Santa what you want? And I said, what would you, so I keep asking him, like, what would you like from Santa? It doesn't matter because I already bought it.
Right.
But at least participate. She's like, I'm going to have to think about that.
Right.
That's when you know they have too much.
Right.
When you have to fucking think
right.
about it.
Yes.
She's exactly. getting too many gifts throughout yeah. the year.
I agree.
Whenever you see something same cute that Ben. She wants, you buy it. And so it's nice, not like she's like waiting all year for Christmas. She's like, yeah, it's another day I get some shit. Like, okay.
Right.
I know. And I get concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
I did follow through finally with the punishment last night because I never follow through.
Oh, you don't.
But she was so like crazy at the restaurant last night, right. And so I had to follow
through.
What was
your punishment?
She wanted to. She's this game, the squishmallow game thing that she wanted to play, and she was really excited. I said, and I kept warning her. I said, if you do not sit down, because she was like getting up and walking around the table. And I said, if you do not sit down, there is no squishmallow game. And she, you know, here's the thing. She doesn't take me seriously.
Right.
Because she knows she's fucking playing squishmallow.
And how did she react when you took her
away? Oh, she cried.
Yes.
She cried.
Good. And you didn't back down.
I felt like an asshole. I don't like doing it.
Right.
But I have to say, she was so much better at the end of the night when, you know, when I set it straight, like, nope, no squishmallow game. Told you.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Did you just have some sort of a face peel?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing that up. It's my spray tan. It's coming off.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my spray tan's coming off.
Yeah. It's.
Wait till you should see my arms.
It's ruddy.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing
I'm sorry.
Happening. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You probably should get some exfoliant or something.
Yes, I will. I will. You know what? Wet wipes take it off.
There's a whole lot happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I looked freckled, right?
You look freckled. That's what I was like, oh, I bet he just, I was like, I bet he went to some New York City dermo that he loves and he got a face peel.
No. It's just an old tan.
Wow.
It's usually
a spray tan. And do you like a spray tan?
Love a spray tan.
Really?
In fact, I have a 12 o'clock appointment tomorrow with Sunkissed by Jenny.
Really?
She'll be at the house.
Wow.
Yeah. Every week. Because here's the deal. I shower so much.
Doesn't it get on your sheets and everything?
No, you wash after 3 hours. So I get sprayed during the day and then I shower.
Smell?
Not really.
She has a good formula.
And then it stays on you?
Yeah.
Wow.
But only about 6 or 7 days for me.
Now, by the way, what's happening with you and Chef Stu? On or off?
Off.
Okay, off since
BravoCon. We have
Bravo
been
Con.
Off for two months.
Okay. And do we think this is it?
I don't think I have a choice. It was one of those things that kind of forced my hand. So.
And Shane, do you have a lover?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Very good. Nice.
He actually came on the trip.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you two been together?
He hasn't been as productive as he could be.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, so explain what happened. You were scammed when?
Yes. I mean, Monday. And Monday, basically.
What happened?
It's a long story.
Don't
but I will
long.
Say that yeah, there was, I had lost a card for my bank. I had gotten an email over the weekend saying there's been fraud on your thing, and I thought it was related to that. Usually I'm so good when I get an email like that about looking to see who sent it, because it can say Bank of America, but if you click on the email address, then it's like
it's
a bunch of numbers or it's something random, and it's like, okay, this is not from Bank of America. This wasn't from the bank. But I didn't know, and I clicked on it, and I put my account information in there, and then they asked me for my Apple ID and password, and I was like, oh, this is a scam, and so I stopped, but I had already put my bank info. I have to believe that ties into then getting a call from Fraud Protection Services, so I thought, on Monday, and it came up on my phone as the bank name. But it wasn't. And I talked to them for over an hour. One thing they had records of my banking. So I was like, they're like, did you make a charge for XY? I'm like, yes, I did. And then anyway, they had me press a bunch of numbers into my phone. And then what came up on my screen was that I had initiated call forwarding to some, and I said, wait, this says, and I took a screenshot of what it said. Thank God I took a screenshot, because then I knew how to fix my phone back.
Wow.
And basically they had submitted call forwarding so that they could now initiate wire transfers out of my account. And when the actual bank called me to verify to see if I was making these wires, the bank was calling them because I had forwarded my calls to them, and they authorized some very large wire transfers.
Did they happen?
That happened. And I went to the bank yesterday, and it's been undone. There's an investigation going on about the wire transfers. I should be getting my money back. And that's kind of all I can say. But just, y'all, be so careful. And I've, the crazy thing is, I've been lecturing my parents about this. I've been saying, it's so easy to get scammed. Don't give people your information, whatever. And here, it happened to me.
You like, look like an asshole.
I feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
I feel like a major asshole.
You need to listen to more Jeff Lewis Live, because this exact thing happened to Tori Spelling. She lost like 30 grand, but you lost a lot. Yes. Hundreds of thousands.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, but I mean, you're going to get it back, but how much is gone?
I don't want to talk about it.
Over 100?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. So if you're this upset, it's a big number.
Listen, I would be upset if it was $1,000 because it's wrong. Or $100.
You would be upset, but not this upset. And you said very.
Do I seem this upset?
Yes,
I feel like
you are
Am I?
Wow.
I am a little rattled.
This is large transfers.
I am a little rattled.
I hope you get that money back.
Me too, darling.
Wow.
Me too. It's only money. I have my health. And
did
my
they
kids.
Say you could get it? I mean, do they have some insurance?
It seems. It's listen, I have so much proof in my phone of exactly what happened with number, you know, so.
But you did give him, willingly give him all the information.
No, honey. Anyway.
Do they have any idea?
Be careful, all y'all. Go to your bank. If there's fraud going on, just go to your local bank and say, can you help me? And they'll help you. Don't do anything on the phone.
Does anyone know where Patrick and Paul have been over the last 24 hours?
Check their phone records.
Uh-huh.
Check the call
this
forwarding.
This sounds like a Patrick and Paul scam.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the big fish.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to be able to sleep. Will you tell me off air how much if I don't repeat it?
I don't totally have my trust back with you. I trust you 90-something%, but I don't know that I trust that you won't repeat it.
Okay,
Shane,
what if,
should I trust him?
Okay, but what if I did it this way?
Yeah.
What if? No, I've learned my lesson. If you tell me absolutely don't repeat it, I won't repeat it. But then what if somebody calls and is like, was it over 50?
How about this? You text me next Thursday and say, did you get your money back? And
then you'll tell me the number?
Then I will tell you the number.
And then can I say the number?
Sure.
Huh. Oh, on the radio?
Yes, you can.
I just have to wait till you get the money back.
You have
back.
To wait until I get it back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I can do this.
How about that for a deal? If you text me, I will happily tell you when this is all over.
I will text
Not
you.
Not when it's pending.
Because I really, really want to know.
Fine.
Also, what people really, really want to know, and the information just came out today, is Pornhub has released their 2023 search trends.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any idea what they are?
John and I were talking about this, yes.
I'm encouraged because mature, DILF, those are big search terms for 2023.
You're recently on the dating scene. I have to say, I'm stunned by the level of interest that people have in dating older people.
I agree.
And not for... I'm not talking about like people who are looking for sugar daddies.
Yeah, that's
I'm
the
saying
people that go after me.
People who, yeah, I shut them down immediately.
Not me. I'm like, how much?
Oh, no. I'm like, oh, no. What? This is not my bag. Yes.
Oh, my God. How did this happen?
Anyway, yeah.
So the search terms are mature, mature cougar, mature amateur, granny, sexy granny, gilf, milf, DILF, hot DILF, muscle DILF. These are the top search terms for 2023.
Okay.
Then the second is supersize. So big T, big D, big ass, huge T's, huge D, big
Good.
Booty.
Okay.
Jeez.
That's the second.
Yes.
Third,
no one wants a twink anymore.
Third is,
well,
you're right. Twink
on.
Is not even on here.
Stay tuned.
Anime.
Well, twink is more, here's the thing. This is straight and gay combined. Mm. So
yes.
Twink is Fine. A specific gay
oh,
search.
Good
yes.
point. Yeah, yeah, that's a really good point. So
Thank
third
you.
Is anime. Fourth is uniforms. Military, cop, oh. maid uniform,
I
soldier,
love a uniform.
Role play, gay soldier.
Love a uniform.
Love a gay soldier.
Yeah.
And then the fifth is massage. So it's like sexual healing. So
yeah,
it's massage
right.
therapy,
yeah.
therapy sex, foot therapy, personal trainer,
Doctor
sex therapist.
Things. Okay.
Thank you, Scott. I was shocked, but it is at the mature part.
That's
up like 127%
yeah, wow,
or something crazy.
Interesting.
Being old is in. That's great.
Wow.
That's good.
We're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
This is our time, Annie.
Wow.
Are you dating?
Yes, I am dating. I mean, I'm not dating anyone in particular, but I'm dating.
Okay, so there's not one person you think, oh, I'm looking forward to just going out with them again.
No, unfortunately.
Really?
Not really, no.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So you've just been on a lot of first dates?
No, I mean, I had a couple dates with someone who was from another city, so that's kind of a bummer, has a big life in another city who I would be interested in seeing again. There's someone else I'm supposed to actually go out with on Friday, but I feel like he's about to cancel. He lives in a nearby city, but not this city. And no, I got nothing.
Are
I'm
these
ready.
Setups or do they come to you on Instagram?
No,
or how does it work?
Like some Instagram, some one of these guys was a Hinge person and okay. one was an Instagram person.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you still have not met the person that I was trying to set you up with?
No, but I am going to call him.
Okay,
you know why?
Because that person is in LA, like he's bi-coastal now. So,
well, he's a very nice guy because I did talk to him once.
Yes.
But I didn't want to take him on the Stew roller coaster.
Yes.
So
good.
I elected not
good.
To go out with him.
Yes.
And I actually told him like, hey, I'm kind of out of this, but not out of it. You know what I mean? So I wanted to wait. So it's been 2 months now. Okay. So I wanted to wait,
yes.
like, and give, you know, just make
yes.
sure that, you know, he's
good. Gone.
So, but yes, I am going to call him. But I did meet someone, and I've been talking to him for like, I don't even know how long on Instagram.
Okay.
Forever. And then we finally met this week in New York.
Oh, really? Does he live
here.
In New York?
He lives here.
Really?
We had two really good dates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He is like a healthcare executive, but he okay. also is a photographer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Creative and smart.
And yeah. he's age appropriate. He'll be 40 next year.
Okay.
So he's
that is age appropriate.
But 1 year older. So yeah. So it's age appropriate.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's good. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
Good. As you should.
But I maybe I'm you're picky. You sound a little more picky than me.
Well, I mean, I would hope that you're picky to a point.
Ish.
I mean,
he's not.
Ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I need to be entertained.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know?
I'm not saying date a mute.
I know, but my bar is very high for who's going to entertain me, I have to say.
Do you find that the, especially because of the 2023 search terms, that there's a lot of younger guys that head your way? Because that's been happening.
Yeah.
Over
I mean,
here.
I don't date seriously a much younger guy because I feel like I just feel like I don't know how that's gonna work mm-hmm. and I have kids, you know, so I think they can't be too young.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But, you know, just for a romp around the park, then
not in the
sure.
park.
I mean, I don't know, wherever. Yes.
By the way, last night when we were at dinner.
Yeah.
Monroe pulled what I call a Shane Simpson. One of the funniest scenes of Real Housewives of Orange County ever is when, do you remember when Emily, she was complaining that she had nothing
haven't
to eat
all day.
Yeah. And then her husband, Shane, called her out. I'm like, what about that 12-inch sub you have? I'll never forget that as long as I thought it was the funniest
That's
thing.
Funny.
So last
Where
night.
Where were you last night, by the way?
Avra.
Restaurant?
We went to Avra.
Okay.
So, and we, you know, Lisa, our hot nanny, she's very skinny. Mm-hmm. And so she tried to pull the, I am so hungry.
This is the first thing I've eaten all day.
I haven't had anything all day. And then Monroe's like, what about that bag of pretzels you had?
Amazing.
Just
so
called
funny.
Her out.
Kids are so funny.
I know. Now, let me ask you, with the BravoCon.
Did you have fun at BravoCon?
I had a great time. I'm glad I was only there a day, though. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't know how people do it for 3 days.
You were there for more than a day?
Thursday night and then Friday all day.
Oh, okay.
But
and then you left?
We left Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But I only did BravoCon
yes.
Friday day all
yes.
day, and that was enough.
Yeah.
Now, we did the opening panel together. Now,
yes,
that happens to be the only panel that didn't air on Peacock.
Oh, is that true?
Is that because of me?
You're kidding me. Well, why would it be because of you? I think you're a big draw.
Because I think I did a lot of shit talking.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, and I had to do a lot. I had to do a full-on apology to her afterwards.
Oh, you did.
Crystal was upset.
Crystal's, we're good.
I
Kyle.
Know, but she called you like a...
cocksucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's, you know.
I mean, you know. You know what's so funny? Actually, people were sending me that clip trying to get me upset.
Look at this homophobia.
And I was like, well... All right.
I was
well,
laughing.
She's right. She's
I,
mean, right.
I have respect for her.
By the way, Madonna called me a troublemaking queen the other day. I was like, yeah,
when I am. The girls are right.
Yeah, that's, but, you know, you're right.
But the crazy part is you always speak very highly of her.
That's what's so weird. It's
she's
like,
got her gaze confused.
It's because, no, you know what it is? It's because many people have come on my show and not been kind about her, and that gets picked up.
Oh.
And the clips, I'm sitting there, and I don't debate, you know, I don't be like, to Patti LuPone, who said she was a movie killer or whatever, I'm like, now you need to, blah, 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 you know.
Right. But so she feels you're not defending her.
I don't know what she feels, but I hope she now feels better about it because I have kind of, I've put out there all the positive things that I've said over the years.
That's all I've heard from you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yes. That's why I was like, this is, she's,
I know.
She's confused.
I know.
She thought you were someone else.
She knew exactly who I was.
Are they going to invite me back to BravoCon now after that disaster?
Do you want to be invited back?
Yes.
Well, let me say this.
Okay.
When I left the stage with you, the PR people were all in a tizzy.
Yes, they were.
And I said to them, you guys, that was perfect. I loved it. That was exactly what it should have been. I wouldn't change a thing. And the reason that I said that was that I think that BravoCon should, I think people who come want uncensored. I think if you, if we hire you to interview me, hire implies that you're getting paid, which I'm sure you weren't.
I was paid.
Oh, really?
I was paid.
Wow.
Not a lot.
Okay, but
yeah,
all right.
I was happy about that.
But anyway, I just feel like it should be a little dangerous. It's you and I talking. So I thought it was great. And I told them that. I told them it many times. So, but yes, I think it probably didn't air on Peacock because you were trashing other Bravo talent. And
yes,
maybe they felt like this isn't appropriate. But I just felt like, look, you know, you were expressing passionate opinions, which you have as a Bravo viewer, and I think that's great, and I think everyone there has passionate opinions. So I thought it was a great kickoff to the weekend. I was really excited about it.
I think I apologize to everyone. Dorit, Kyle, Crystal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
You didn't apologize to Jenny.
Oh, and Monica.
Wait, Jenny? Or, who's Jenny?
Jenny Poulos.
Oh, I'm not going to
well,
do that.
Well, he's not
going to
do that.
Monica
and I'm not apologizing
Monica.
To Monica either.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
No, that's okay. A full-on miscast. Are you bringing her back?
Babe, we got to get through this season. The finale is wild.
Well, and then I also heard that they were taking pictures, all the girls, but they...
She's not... Yeah, the girls didn't really post Monica, her co-stars.
They're not feeling her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm not either.
Okay, yeah, you've established
but the mom
that.
And the... I mean, she's
I know,
crazy.
It's wild. It's wild.
I don't think your producers told the whole story. I think this is my theory,
yeah.
And I know I am right.
Okay.
So the mom co-signed for that Range Rover that she can't afford, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think the mom takes the car when Monica doesn't make the payments.
Well, that's what it seems like.
No, it seems like she's being petty, and when they're fighting, she takes the car from her. Nothing has ever been discussed.
So, about the payments?
And when you
really?
Watch it-
I thought there was talk about the payments.
No, and so when you, maybe you guys talk about the reunion, I don't know. But I know when I watched it, the way that it was edited and cut, there was more to the story. Like the mom was taught, I could tell
well,
the
listen,
mom was saying
there's
more.
That story, there's a lot more to it. It's like, I mean, we talked about it for a long time at the reunion. It's
well,
it's kind of dark.
Well, I think Monica's
exaggerating. Hurt people.
Right.
And I think the mom had a bad relationship with her mom, and
yeah.
Then she passed it on to her daughter.
Now,
yeah.
Did you think that was a good decision having Jenny Poulos moderate? Because, God, I heard those were, that was a
I didn't
disaster.
See any of... I don't think she moderated. I think she was doing stuff online and, you know...
No, she did moderate some panels, right?
Oh, did yeah. She? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, good.
It just was so
good.
Unmemorable that, like,
didn't
I guess...
Go anywhere.
Yeah,
okay,
just didn't
well,
go anywhere.
I didn't see it. Fine.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Now, for Real Housewives of Orange County...
Yeah.
I heard who's coming back, allegedly. Why not bring back Taylor Armstrong? That just seems like a good value. You weren't paying her that much. I think she was giving you guys, I mean,
she was
a lot.
In every episode.
Why would you not bring her back?
What
is that reasoning?
I don't know.
Why did nobody consult me? And then with Vicky, why can't you just give her, just give her an orange for fuck's sake? You just keep bringing her back as a friend. She doesn't want to come back as a friend.
I thought last season was a great amount of Vicky. I thought she came in, she came out, she was fun, she
yeah,
was
she's
light
great.
As a feather.
Taylor was great,
she was
too.
Great.
Now what are you going to do? Because now you're bringing back...
Wait and see.
Okay, what about Alexis? Is she coming back?
You know, that's wild. I mean, John Jansen is like... heading into Slade Smiley territory.
That's what I said.
I mean, it's wild.
Right.
It's wild. You know, what's interesting about Alexis is, and I saw this at BravoCon, I saw she and Tamara made up at BravoCon. And then she and Heather have gotten close over the last few years, which I already knew about. But so she actually has a lot of ties with the group.
Alexis and Heather.
Alexis and Heather.
You know, Heather and I buried the hatchet.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad you did.
I saw her again.
Yeah,
I saw her last week. We talked for probably, talked to Terry and Heather for probably half an hour.
I'm really glad.
Yep.
I'm really glad.
They were at Sutton's party.
Okay.
Ran into Denise.
Good.
Camille.
Great.
Was there. She sold the beach house, by the way.
Yeah, she did.
She said she had an offer she couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
And now they just bought a house in Brentwood.
Wow.
So I was talking to them. Her husband's handsome.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. And then
happy
who else?
For her.
Denise, Garcelle, Sutton. It was a fun party.
Good.
A lot of gays. Sutton has a lot of...
She has her gays.
Yeah, I bet she does.
A lot of gays in like big suits. There's like feathers and diamonds, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
It was, yeah, some of them really, you know, they went all out.
Yeah.
I just had a basic coat.
I'm sure
on.
You had an Izod and a sport coat.
There was no glitter. There was no sequins.
I forgot
to
do the sewing. I didn't
no
get the
feathers.
We should put a Jeff Lewis Izod in the BravoCon Museum. we should find like an Izod
like
from season one. I do too. From season one
green.
Of Flipping Out.
Yeah. I used to wear it exclusively.
Yes,
I remember that.
Yes, you did.
I
think the
Googling.
Day I met you at that steakhouse in Burbank, you were probably wearing.
I was desperately trying to bring it back. And I did for a minute.
I Googled it as a kid, like, what's the polo with the crocodile on it?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because it was nostalgic because you and I grew up.
Yes, wearing
those little
Izod.
Alligators.
Yes.
I was like 8
Absolutely.
Years old.
They're
and
great.
Then, you know, I brought it
yes.
back when I was 38.
Yes, you did.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.